Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
We've been preaching this week on the fall of Noah, and we've seen how that the fall of Noah can be seen in comparison to Adam and his fall in the garden. Then we looked at how that the fall of Noah can be seen to give us coaching. In other words, there's some things that we can learn from the fall of Noah to keep us from falling. And then we began looking at the fall of Noah can be seen as a need for Christ. Once again, Noah was a deliverer, and he delivered his family. Amen. God helped him develop the ark, and no doubt they were able to survive the flood, and they were delivered from judgment. However, that did not mean that Noah did not need to be delivered, amen, from his sins. And so we're going to see that here in just a moment as we move to the book of Matthew, looking at the cross of Calvary and then Simon of Cyrene who came beside the Lord Jesus Christ. This time we're going to go to part number 4 of the message.
I want you to see this morning. In the fall of Noah, we can see a need for Christ. Because of our sin nature, according to Isaiah 53 and verse number 6, everybody say, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him. Who's that referring to? Jesus. Laid on him the iniquity of us all. He didn't deserve it. We deserve it. But he didn't deserve it. Look at verse number 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall. Is that right? And gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when he had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him. And they took the reed and they smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. This place of Cyrene was a place in North Africa. It was located probably in Libya. Traveling by foot, you can look to probably see that it's probably 32 to 60 days. Most scholars have gathered the information. They say it this way. It's probably over 800 miles, and it would probably take a normal individual around probably about 32 to 60 days, almost a two-month journey to get from Cyrene to Jerusalem. Long ways. Why was he going there? Simon of Cyrene, come here, Owen. Simon of Cyrene was going there because of the Passover. You say, what was the Passover about, preacher? Well, it was a reminded event, amen, that took place in the book of Exodus chapter number 12. Exodus chapter number 12, all of the Hebrews were in bondage, amen. Most of y'all know the story. And they were in bondage, and you know, you got Moses who comes before Pharaoh, and he said, let my people go. And Pharaoh said, no, I ain't going to let your people go. We go through a series of plagues, right, until we get to the last one. And the last one that they sent was the death angel was coming through the land to take all of the firstborn males out of the house to anyone who did not have the blood applied to the doorpost. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass on. Glory to God. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We talked about that Passover lamb several times, and We know this, that the Bible said that they put the blood on the lintel, on the lintel and on the sidepost of the door. Look at that right there. What you're going to find is the cross of Calvary, pointing all the way through the Exodus, pointing all the way through the Lord Jesus Christ coming to earth. Amen. And in Matthew chapter number 1, the Bible said this, and he came to save his people from their sins. Amen. That's that lamb. Amen. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. So Simon, the Bible said this, that day shall be done a remembrance to you forever. Amen. All of those houses that had the blood applied to the doorpost, when the death angel came to the land that night, they'd sweep through that door. They'd find one he'd find that one with the blood. He'd just skip over that one. And then there's one that don't have the blood. And he'd go in there and bam, he'd take the death. The son would die. Amen. That death of that firstborn male would be dead. And then they'd go to the next house. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell you this morning that some of you guys think because you came to church you're going to get to go to heaven. That's not true. You better have the blood applied individually. But I also want you to see something important, because the blood's what brought Simon to Jerusalem. And when he gets to Jerusalem, something takes place. Now, Corey, just kind of pick up that cross like you're carrying it. Amen. I want you to see something this morning. Kind of get under the weight of it, Brother Corey. Here's Jesus. He's going to Calvary. I want to remind you that the Passover lamb in Egypt was a deliverer, for the blood of the lamb on the doorpost was resulted, causing the saving of the firstborn of the house. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I see Simon, a man. In other words, he's a sinner. How many agrees with that? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I see a sinner. And in Jesus, I see the Lamb, a Savior. Now watch this. As Jesus has been beaten, he's been whipped, he's been stripped, he's all those things. They mocked him, they spit on him, they planted a crown of, the crown of thorns upon his head. And then as they come out, they compel one. Simon of Cyrene. Now watch what happens to the sinner who has came, amen, in observance for this religious feast. This man of religion, all right, sinner, has now been brought next to a Savior. It is his sins, this man's dying. And it is this cross that he deserves. However, this man is carrying the weight. This man is dying to death. Are y'all with me this morning? Hallelujah. What you're going to see here in just a moment is this. Hey, this is the Savior had brought Walter. The Bible says that when I see Simon was compelled or oppressed into service by the soldiers. But Jesus, I want to remind you, he was brought into service not by man, but he was brought into service by God. Just as Noah was invited into the ark and then brought into close fellowship with God. What we see is a sinner brought into the holiness of God. But as Simon the sinner is compelled to bear the cross, we see the sinner connected to the Lamb of God. For as the sinner walks up Calvary's hill with the Savior, amen, we see the blood of the Savior begin to cover the sinner. You can't stand close to the bleeding Savior long until you get his blood upon your life. Amen. And as you get close in fellowship, what you're seeing this morning is this, how that the Savior brought the sinner close unto himself, how he gave us fellowship that we did not deserve. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you this morning, what I see is this. It was man's sin that brought Christ to the cross, but it was Christ's cross that brought the sinner to the place of redemption. And I believe this. I believe that Christ led the way. I believe that Simon followed. I believe that Christ is always leading the way. I believe that Simon, yes, was there helping, amen, but it was his sin. It was his iniquity. Yes, but Jesus is what brought us close together, amen. It was my sin that brought him there. And I will tell you something. He made us a partaker of the things, so that we can have a connection with God in eternity. Oh, I see it this way this morning. Let me give you this. It was Christ who carried our cross. Through Simon the cross bearer, we see man brought into connection alongside, brought close to the Lamb of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God, Christ is the gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Noah was a deliverer, but also Noah needed to be delivered. No matter where you're from, no matter how much money you got in the bank, I want to remind you this morning, you need a Savior. You need a Savior. Look here, friend. Religion has done some horrible things to ruin this relationship. Somebody said one time that salvation is free. I want to correct them by saying, no, it's not. It cost Jesus his life. The spotless Lamb of God. I've truly been born again. If you've been saved this morning, there's some things that has to take place. True biblical salvation involves conviction. Without conviction, friend, it's just you doing religion. The Bible said this, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There must be a tugging. There must be a wooing. There must be conviction. If there's no conviction, it's just you doing the salvation. And it will not stand in the day of court. Watch this. There has to be conviction on God's part towards your heart. I'm going to say this morning, I guarantee you, God's already dealing with you. God's already, through the help of the Holy Ghost, he's already speaking to your heart this morning. He's already let you know whether you're saved or whether you're lost. And you need a Savior. I know that I know that I know that I know that I've been saved today. I won't watch this. Conviction. There also has to be this, repentance. What's that mean, preacher? Repentance is this, a change of mind. This is what I'm saying. The old mind said, I'm going to do what I want to do. The old mind says, I'm going to do things the way I want to do it. But that new mind says, I can't do it like that no more. I can't live the way that I want to live. New mind says, I want to be under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. I want to be under the leadership of Christ. I want Christ to direct my home. I want Christ to lead my home. I want to be a pleasing unto the Lord. That's what true repentance is. Where in the world is that preached at today? Nobody's preaching it anymore. A change of mind, a change of heart, but it'll also do this. It'll change your direction, friend. When you truly repent, you're turning your back on the world and you begin going a new way. You're going Christ's way, the way Christ wants you to go. If there's no repentance, there's no change, there's no salvation. Not only that, but there must be surrender. What are you saying, preacher? Look, the Bible says that many shall say unto me, Lord, Lord. And I shall say, depart from me. Listen at this part, ye workers of iniquity. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this, if he's not Lord of your life, you are. If he's not ruler of your life, you are. If he's not who you serve, you're the one you serve. And your idols, and all of your things, and all of your ideas, all of those. Full surrender is this. Paul, the apostle Paul, turned his back on religion, and this is what he did. Paul was going forth, he was going into those temples, he was going in those places, and he was taking those things, he was taking those Christian people out of those places of worship because he did not agree with Christ. He loved religion. He was doing it all under the leadership of the Sanhedrin. He was a religious good man according to man's eyes. He was cleansing the church, you think. However, he had no relationship with Jesus whatsoever. And on the road to Damascus, Paul saw a great light. And this is what happened to Paul. Paul saw that great light. The Bible said he fell to the ground and he turned his face to the Lord. Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why kick against the pricks? Why are you running against me? Why are you doing these things against the Lord? You're either working for him or you're working against him.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.